My guest at this time is Oklahoma Senator Jim Inhofe, a Republican who is also chairman of the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee. He is also author of The Greatest Hoax, How the Global Warming Conspiracy Threatens Your Future. We've asked him to assess the Obama administration's new clean power rule that will require a 32% reduction in carbon emissions by the year 2030. And Senator, let's start with the premise, first of all, the president laid out earlier in the week, essentially that the science is settled and that we have no time to lose. He quoted a governor who said we're the first generation to feel the impact of climate change and the last generation that can do something about it. He also said there is such a thing as being too late when it comes to climate change. So what'd you make of the premise for this, first of all?
Well, we could always debate this. We've been debating this now since 2002. And if you remember the very first bill, the first one was the McCain-Lieberman bill, and then we went through Waxman-Markey and all of these other bills. Now, here's the problem that they have. When the people found out how expensive they are, and the cost is between $300 and $400 billion a year, and that translates to about $3,000 for every taxpaying family in America. And then they find out that even if all these things were passed, it's not going to have the effect of reducing CO2 worldwide, if that's their goal. Because the first director under Obama of the EPA in a public meeting actually said that. I asked her the question, if we do all this stuff unilaterally in America, will it reduce CO2? And she said no. As a matter of fact, it could increase CO2 because as we chase our manufacturing base overseas to China and other places where they have no restrictions, it would have the effect of increasing CO2. So it's all based on the same flawed principle that they have on their global warming period dating all the way back about 20 years.
So we're essentially doing this to set a good example for the rest of the world? And
well,
if we do
that's
all this-
what they... That's what they say, Greg, but, you know, right now China is looking at us just hoping that we'll pass something here because that would chase our manufacturing base over there, and that's exactly what they would want. So what he is coming up with, we know what's if he were successful in doing it, what it would do to this country, what it would cost the American people. You can't make that kind of reductions when you stop and realize that all the renewables put together right now only constitute 5% of the total energy it takes to run America. And so they're living in a dream world where this is just isn't going to happen. I'll tell you something that has to be said every time we talk about the president's clean power plan. We had a witness who was the, and I'm looking for the notes on this right now, he was the chairman of the Black the Chamber of Commerce in America, and he came out with how much money it was going to cost the poor people, the minorities, as well as not just blacks, but also Hispanics. And it would be the most regressive of all taxes that we've ever passed, going after the poorest people. Something to think about it. The ones, the lower your income is, the higher percentage you're going to be spending on heating your home. And so those are the ones that are going to be punished the most.
Let's talk about a couple of the points that you made. First of all, the cost to the American family. Is that primarily in skyrocketing energy prices, as the president promised before he took office? Or is that coming in a variety of different ways? Because when energy prices are higher, a lot of things are higher because it takes extra money and higher cost to get things to stores and so forth.
Well, I think when you stop and think about the cost of energy, and you're one of the few people who remembers what Obama said many years ago, he said, yes, it would necessarily skyrocket the cost of energy in America. And in his estimation, it was worth it, whatever the thinking process is. So anytime you raise the price of energy, it raises the price of everything. And again, it is in a regressive area that it does it. I think it's important for people to understand. You mentioned that I wrote the book. I have the final chapter of that book kind of is the longest chapter, and I go into details as to how all of this happened. And it all comes from the United Nations, unfortunately, and I think everyone right now is aware after having watched John Kerry, as Secretary of State, try to negotiate with the terrorists, and it's again, a dismal failure. He's one, and there are a lot of liberals like him who think there's never been a good idea, and that's come from a multinational organization, primarily the United Nations. And that's what's behind this. That was the genesis of the whole idea. And when you say, Well, are we going to set an example? That's what they always say. China is not going to sit back there and follow our example when they're benefiting from what we do in this country.
We're talking with Oklahoma Senator Jim Inhofe. And, Senator, is this even doable? The president talked about critics underestimating American ingenuity, but I've spoken with energy experts who have said the technology doesn't exist, particularly for coal-fired power plants, to actually reduce emissions by that much.
No, it can't happen. And, of course, they talk about fuel shifting, and some of them are talking about going to natural gas. Of course, natural gas is still, it may have taken Nancy Pelosi 6 months to realize that natural gas is a fossil fuel, but now everybody knows it. They also, at one time, I thought at least they could talk about nuclear power, but they don't want that either. So when it gets right down to the bottom line is only 5% of our power that we have available to us today comes from the sources that Obama approves of. And there's no way in the world that we would be able to comply with a reduction by 2030 that he has in his clean power plan. There's something very interesting that just happened a matter of an hour ago, and that is Senator Capito from West Virginia. We had a markup in my committee, the committee that I chair, as you said, the Environment Public Works Committee, this morning. And hers is called the ARENA Act. And what it does is pretty much negate everything that he is trying to do in this thing, and brings it in so that all the objections that we're talking about right now would not be a reality. It would rescind the rules. It would require emission limits that coal plants can actually achieve, in other words, that are possible. It would allow states to opt out of any plan that is found to have a negative impact on their economy or on their growth or on their energy reliability. And so that would pretty much solve it. Now, I'm not naive enough to think that even though we passed that out of committee this morning, or about an hour ago, that the president wouldn't veto it. So the people are going to have to wake up, and there's had to be an educational process to keep the Democrats from falling in line to sustain a veto by this president. We want to make sure that the people out there who are paying attention to what we are saying right now realize how much this is going to cost them, and they get nothing for it, and put a lot of pressure on the Democrats that would normally fall in line under Obama. Let's keep in mind, we have two 2016 elections coming up. There are a lot of senators who are going to have to face their electorate back home, an electorate that doesn't want a huge tax increase that accomplishes nothing. Can I mention two other things in terms of regulations? This is bad, of course, but the waters of the United States regulations are something that's very, very expensive. Then, of course, the ozone regulations. These are the three most expensive regulations that the Obama administration is trying to put across Congress.
Senator, exit question. I know you've got to run, but in addition to what you just mentioned that came out of committee, there is also these other rules that you've talked about that are mm-hmm. going to be very expensive. You are obviously staunchly opposed to this. The Senate Majority Leader is obviously furious about what could be happening to the coal industry as a result of this. So what can the Senate do about it, given the fact that the president holds a veto pen?
Well, we could have an educational process. Joe Manchin, for example, he's a Democrat from West Virginia. And he's with us on the ARENA Act and on all these efforts to try to stop the president from killing coal in America. And you know, a lot of people out there, once their public, once their constituency learns that their number one is not it's not possible to do what they want, and number two, even if we did, this would not have any effect on the overall emissions of CO2. Then people are not going to be wanting to spend a tax of approximately $3,000 a family for something that doesn't accomplish anything. So I think, Greg, it's an educational thing. They're assuming that people are too ignorant to understand the truth about this. I don't believe that. And in fact, you know, I've spent a long time since 2002 in Oklahoma talking with people there about what it is that they're trying to do. And I know that the truth can come out, and I think it will. You remember there's Tom Steyer, who came along and said he's willing to spend $100 million to try to resurrect the issue of global warming. I pointed out in the hearing this morning that according to the March Gallup poll, of the 15 greatest concerns in this country, number 15, dead last, is global warming.
Thank you very much for your time today. Best to you as you go home for the recess.
Well, and I thank you for caring, Greg, very much. Thank you.
Absolutely. Republican Oklahoma Senator James Inhofe is the chairman of the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee. His book is The Greatest Hoax, How the Global Warming Conspiracy Threatens Your Future. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.